Isn't that weird how you can have one unit wash and dry your clothes?
You know, Pat, all I have to say is technology.
Mind-blowing. That was my mind-blowing.
Yes.
That's it.
I got the effect.
Well, you can see me because yes. I motion my hands like...
Yeah.
Mind-blowing.
Well, I think I could even tell it through the speakers.
Okay.
You did a good job articulating, Pat.
Thank you. I try to be articulate.
The great articulator, Pat Kohler.
Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service. Beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right. Oh boy. Here we go. Here we go. Thinkers, stinkers, I don't know. I don't care. We're going to get into it. You ready?
We're going to get right into it. Let's go.
You ready?
Let's do it.
Question numero uno. Would you rather take ballroom dance lessons or visit a nude beach? Quite the option.
Yeah, one requires work and one requires the
skin.
Views. Yes, and the skin, yeah.
Yes, would you rather take ballroom dance lessons or visit a nude beach?
You know, Pat, I can't say I've tried either one. You know, I'm always up for trying one thing.
Boring. Or,
you know, once a thing every time, so. Or trying something at least once in my life, so.
Okay.
You know, ballroom dancing, is that kind of, you know.
Have you ever seen Dancing with the Stars? The
yes.
Foxtrot?
Yeah.
The
okay,
Lindy?
Okay, so it'd be those different dances. Okay.
Yeah. The tango.
And then a nude beach would just be...
That's where people are on the beach naked, man.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was typing it up on his computer like he was going to look up a nude beach.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking around here. Where would be the nearest one? No,
I don't think there's a nude beach in Iowa.
Yeah, it said maps could not find nude beach near you, so. Yep. I believe Lake Nokomis is not a nude beach, so.
Could be.
Yeah, you never know.
It's more beach than it is water. We could start something new next summer.
Oh boy.
Lake Nokomis would never have so much activity.
Boy, that'd be interesting.
Oh.
Anyway, so
hey Ted, how are you? Pretty good. How are you? So you got the wife and kids out of here? Out for a picnic, are you?
Lovely weather we're having. Oh boy. What a tangent.
Ted, you might want to go with a sit-in kayak instead of a sit-on kayak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You left a crack mark on your seat. Lake Nokomis is now a nude beach.
Bulletin.
When is the season opener? That's what I want to know.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Or ballroom dance lessons.
Oh. No, Pat, after talking about that, you know, I'm a little interested to see what the situation might be next, you know, season when it opens up. You know, Pat, as much as I'd love to go check out a, I feel like the views there might be a little daunting, scarred, you know?
Yeah.
Because you never know what you're going to see.
Right.
Yeah. So I probably will just do the ballroom dancing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Is it, do you feel as though you might be, like, embarrassed?
Oh, like if I'm, well, no, it'd be more so what I'm going to see.
Oh, you know? Well, there's that too.
Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, there might be good views out there, but at the same time, I really don't want to see Ted and the kids.
You know, if you're watching, what's it, Dancing with the Stars, I mean, they man, it's like wearing a string bikini sometimes.
Yeah.
Whew. Okay, you're going with ballroom dance lessons.
Yes. I mean, you know, I think what sealed it for me when you talked about, you know, the crack mark on the canoe.
On the kayak seat.
On the kayak, yeah. Said, yep, I think I'm done. So, yeah, I'll ballroom dance.
Question number two. Would you rather do an improv solo dance featured in the Super Bowl's halftime show, or walk 100 yards barefoot across a field of cheese graters? Do you know what a cheese grater is?
Yeah, that'd be like a worse than what are those things? The pet egg? Remember the pet egg came out that you scrape the bottom of your foot, get the skin off?
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah, this would be like, you know, a glorified pet egg or something like that.
Okay.
Boy, that'd be painful.
Improv solo dance, and we've seen you dance, Matt.
Do you think I have rhythm?
You're
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying. Picture an 80s, an 80s dad dancing. It's pretty much side to side, snapping the fingers.
Oh, I specialize in the white man overbite.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the answer to your question, no, you don't have rhythm.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's cute when you do dance.
Yeah, yeah.
And it would be an improv solo dance featured in the Super Bowl's halftime show.
Oh, boy.
So you'd have millions of viewers. Now, it would probably go viral. Next thing you know, you're cashing checks, right? Or you walk 100 yards barefoot across a field of cheese graters.
You know, and then I get my little interviews on late night TV, and I'd be known as, you know, side to side guy or something like that, dancing.
Yeah. Yeah, dance expert.
Yeah.
They would probably cast you on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, easily. They'd probably make me a judge.
No, they would make you a dancer.
That's true.
Everybody would be 10! You'd get everybody a 10 because you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That wouldn't be good.
All the other judges would be like 3, 2, 3, 10!
I'd probably get the 2 from dancing.
What are you doing? You walking on cheese graters or are you dancing?
I'm probably going to dance in the Super Bowl. I don't want my feet getting cut up.
I don't blame you. I'd take the cheese graters just to prove that it can be done.
It sounds like it would hurt.
Question number 3. Would you rather get a naked massage with peanut butter or a massage with maple syrup?
Maple syrup, you're going to be all sticky.
Well, I think you would be kind of with peanut butter, too. But
peanut butter's more caked on, like mud.
Yeah, laying there all nakey-nakey on the old massage table. And
good thing I don't have a peanut allergy. You're right there, Pat.
I went somewhere I shouldn't have, but I'm not going to say.
Do tell.
It. No. Naked massage with peanut butter or a massage with maple syrup?
And just to clarify, they're both naked massages.
Yeah, you're naked for both. Yeah. Do you want to feel like a pancake or a PB&J?
I don't know how I'd feel with the syrup. I feel like that would be hard to get off after.
Both would require water and soap. I don't think it's that big of a deal, but...
Yeah, but that stuff sticks to you. I mean, peanut butter, peanut butter would probably be hard to get off, too.
If it dried, I suppose. But that walk to the bathroom. and your thighs rubbing together with that sticky maple syrup.
Oh, yeah, that promotes chafing. That wouldn't be fun.
Which is it?
Oh, Pat, I do like pancakes. I like PB&Js. Probably do... Just because it probably feels... You know what? I'm going to do... Originally, I was going to do a peanut butter. I'm going to do the maple syrup.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I picked peanut butter. I thought you would pick peanut butter.
See, I would pick peanut butter, but the problem is if I had a dog around the area, I'm not having the dog come over and lick me.
Clean.
Yeah, clean.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
That'd be bad, yeah. So, no thank you.
Maple syrup, because dogs don't like maple syrup. They only like peanut butter?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A little too sweet for them.
Hi. Bonus question. Bonus question number four. Would you rather have your clothes and cell stolen while skinny dipping at a public beach, or have them stolen while using a prison shower?
You say phone and cell phone? Or phone and...
Cell phone.
Okay, cell phone.
And you probably wouldn't have a cell phone if you're in prison, but
yeah.
You get the point, right? Would you rather have your clothes and cell stolen while skinny dipping at a public beach, or have them stolen while using a prison shower?
I feel like that would be a problem in prison. And I'll leave it right there.
Yeah, but if your clothes in your cell are stolen, you can't call anybody to bring you clothes, and you're at a public beach. So you're probably risking public nudity.
Yeah, but, oh, so this isn't like a public nude beach. This is just a public beach.
Yeah, I didn't say public nude beach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, otherwise, why would it matter? Right?
Well, if they stole my clothes, and then, yeah, that'd be true. Well, in that case, I mean, the only thing is, you know, I'd be worried about not having... Yeah, if I'm in prison, I could just ask them for new clothes. Like, hey, they were stolen. You know?
This is your story. I'm not writing it. I'm just asking questions.
I thought this was open for discussion. Huh. You know what, Pat? I'd probably do the prison one. Just get new clothes at that point, because I don't have a phone already being in prison, so.
Very good.
Probably do that, yeah, because I don't want to have the skinny dipping issue in public.
So do you think, like, if you're in prison, would you use, like, shower gel or soap on a rope?
Probably use shower gel, Pat.
Okay.
Yeah. Not soap on a rope.
Well, don't want to risk dropping it, so.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'd use the shower gel.
Well, you hang it around your neck. You can hang it around your neck.
What's that? Oh, that's my soap. No, I'm going to shower gel. You don't got to worry about dropping it.
Sure.
I mean, just make sure you hold on to the bottle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thinkers and stinkers.
Yeah. Thought provokers.
Thanks for joining us. It is 8:56, 40 degrees. This has been Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service. Beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right.